The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, she's strong enough to hold me.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Look at this on Thursday already. It is the 18th of April, believe it or not, going into springtime. And tonight we have a big event with the National Italian American Foundation, and which is a huge event. It's the New York Gala for the for NIAF. And all the Italians are going to be there. All the Italo-Canadese, the Canadian Italians, a whole big North American group is going to be there, and then I'm going to be the MC. So when I do this, it's and usually if I do a live show, if I'm doing a performance, I'll take the morning show off. I haven't taken a vacation in 10 years. I just don't take a vacation. When I do take off, it's when I'm working, you know, just to, because in the early days, I can remember, man, I would do the morning show and then I'd go on stage. And by the time I hit the drums, I told you this before, I'd be like, okay, I'm done, you know? So now I got to just pace myself. But tonight we have this, it's an MC, but you know, I'm like the master of ceremonies. But the interesting thing is, it's like, it's gonna be like, I think, a long night, you know, so tomorrow's gonna be the show that you want to listen to, cause that could be complete punchiness.
I know it, kids. I'm here, I'm tired. I got a story about my Uncle Buzzy. Busy. What was his name? Billy?
Bozy.
Bozy.
His name was Ambrose, and they called him Bozy.
Bozy. Okay.
Ambrose. Well. In any case, Bozy. So.
What kind of name? What kind of name is the Ambrose? And then his nickname was Bozy, Uncle Bozy.
You know, but people are there; they're showing up for it. You know, they stack the deck there. They stack the deck to have Biden show up, and he goes and he speaks on behalf.
Well,
of
he unions. Was at the steel. He was at a steel mill in Pittsburgh. They're working. They're probably like, "Gee, we had to shut everything down because this guy's here." Let's keep moving.
True. It's so true. But it's unfortunate because the union guys, you know, and again, like I was talking to Jonathan Honig, I think you need the unions because the way it is in corporate America now, people, they will work you. I see it now. I see an abuse of workers now, like 12 hours. They'll give you 12-hour days. They'll give you 14-hour days. And they think, well, look, you got a job. You should, and they shouldn't be like that. But in the early days when I was, you know, doing a Screen Actors Guild, you go in and you would be treated like a dog unless you were SAG-AFTRA. You were, back in the day, SAG or AFTRA. And they would protect you. So it was appreciated. Now, a lot of the times the unions will, I think, abuse the privileges, but right now I think we're at a good place. So when we talked about the Disney characters, which is hysterical, Joe, thanks for putting that in there. I was not even aware of that. The Disney characters.
I need rights.
This is an issue that really hits home for me because, as you remember, I was the Red Robin. So I have been in one of those costumes. I know the pain that Donald Duck is feeling.
But it's true. But no,
listen,
no.
How he says that. He said that like he was a superhero. I was the Red Robin.
Yes.
I stood on street corners handing out pamphlets. People would make fun of me. I've got to get paid union.
Excuse me, Al. Excuse me. They were Bird Bucks.
Oh, Bird Bucks. Excuse me. Bird Bucks. Picture Mickey testifying. Hi, everybody. I have to get paid. I'm not standing there unless I get $35 an hour.
If you don't join the union, I'm going to break your legs.
Oh
boy, my three fingers are more powerful than your five fingers.
I'm going to break your thumbs unless you sign me up like that.
Next, we hear from Goofy. Oh, I need more money. I mean,
hey, Goofy, let me talk to you a second. I'm along. How long they working you?
I don't know.
Excuse me. You work over 8 hours? 8 hours without a break? Are you kidding me? No, please. I know. I'm not making
Goofy,
it wrong.
Goofy, get out there. Entertain. That's it. You get a paycheck. You get an envelope afterwards. Deal with it. And you, Red Robin boy, with your bird bucks, go. Let's go.
I don't sign anything. Leave me alone. I'm on my break. Leave me alone.
I'm on my union mandated break.
I don't even have a lunch hour.
You know, Carlin, unfortunately, the brilliant George Carlin, rest his soul, he grew into just an angry old guy. He was so angry. And it almost wasn't funny anymore. He was like angry. But he did it when he first broke on the Tonight Show.
No angrier than Johnny Mathis.
He was. but when Carlin went on, he was so funny. When he first started going on, doing the Hippy Dippy Weatherman when he went on the Tonight Show. And it was so smart and so funny. And he does in the middle of his set, he looked at his watch, he goes, I got a union break. It was great. He did a bit. And so, and he had a stool and he took the time on national television. I mean, the guts to do it. And he just kind of had a far away look in his eyes and went, I just stood there and then took a sip of water, got huge laughs. What a brilliant piece that was. That was a brilliant piece like
but,
that.
But that, you mentioned the Tonight Show. Actually, this Disney thing we were just talking about, Bob Newhart did a bit about this in the 80s because I guess the Disney cast members want to go on strike back then.
Bob Newhart did a bit on the couch with Johnny.
Talking about, can you imagine what the strike would be like? You're talking to the picket line and he was, you know, talking like the union leader talking to Snow White. And you know how we would do the one-sided conversations. It was really funny. I'll have to try that for you. That is
very, very funny like that. But I'm telling you, when you would go on the Tonight Show, the union covered you. And I told you that before. You would get paid. And you'd get a residual if it was paid again. Not a lot, but at least they paid you something.
Well, that went back to when Steve Allen hosted the Tonight Show. Because back before the Tonight Show, when you had the other variety shows, they were all shelling out huge money to get these stars to come on the shows. It was like a bidding war every week to get people like Elvis to come on, Ed Sullivan and that sort of thing. So when they started the Tonight Show, they had no budget, and the producer of the Steve Allen Tonight Show said, we are only going to pay scale to all the guests, no matter if it's Frank Sinatra or a guy spinning plates, they're getting scale.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, because I guess you couldn't really favored nations, as I think what they call it, so everybody gets the same kind of money. However, I'm telling you, if they didn't cover you, you would. It's like now, what happens now when you do TV hits for the months? I think on the late night talk shows, they're still covered by the unions, but everywhere else you do a hit, you do not get paid. It's called promotion. And it's genius, by the way, in the way of the corporations, but they don't cover you like that.
Like in reality television, for example, they get away with calling it news programming.
Right.
Journalists, so you don't have to pay a residual.
But you understand that this is how former President Trump was elected president. This is part of it. I mean, he went on every, you know, Fox News, he went on all these television shows. People were like, why is he doing that? Because it's free advertising. It was free advertising for his campaign that he didn't have to spend money for.
The trade-off is worth it, I guess, in that regard, yeah.
Well, you get your face. I keep saying this. You know, we've had this thing with Jack Cittarelli running for governor, all of this stuff, all these people back and forth. The person who's going to win, let's just look at the Senate race in New Jersey. The person who's going to win this year is the one that saturates the television stations and radio stations with the most ads, because you've got to get your face out there. So you've got to be able to spend money, because let's face it, how many people are going to be interviewing Andy Kim or whomever the Republican nominee is going to be? How many times are they going to get on talk shows for interviews? How many times is Fox News or CNN going to call these people to have them on? So they're going to have to spend money to get their face out there so people remember who they are. It's just that simple.
Yes, yeah, true. Now, here I got something from Writers Guild of America, which is a great union, and Writers Guild of America East. So you get a text message from the organization. The current WGA Sesame Workshop contract expires on Friday. We're hoping we can secure a deal by that deadline, but we need your support. Can you send a letter to Sesame Workshop executives calling for a fair union contract that protects all writers at Sesame? So even Sesame Street,
it is not over. We need our money.
We need our money, please, Joe. Send that, a letter.
That is a really good Grover.
Thank you.
I have to admit, that is really good.
Al's getting better.
I can no longer be Super Grover if you don't give me my union wages.
He started with Larry King, and every impression sounded like Larry King.
Larry, that's right.
Now,
who's Joss Saskatchewan? Hello.
It's Grover.
It is I, Super Grover. That's right.
Well, now I say to the union, as I said to SAG-AFTRA, come on the radio show. And I go, so
Grover.
Bring Grover on the radio show.
Oscar doesn't care because he eats trash, so it doesn't matter if he gets a pay raise.
No, but I say, look, you are welcome anytime. You are welcome anytime. But then, you know what? The people are so afraid. We are welcome anytime. And I don't want to mention the guests, but there was a guest.
Oh, no, please do. Please do.
No.
What was my response in the pre-show? My pre-show, him? Really? No.
There was a guest that wanted to come on that I'm a fan of. They go, great. And then they go, oh, yeah, we'd like to come on the show. And then as the day unfolds, Sibelia, it gets later and later. And they go, oh, no, because they research the show. They see that I'm not going to say bad things about Donald Trump. They can see that I'm a conservative. I believe in God and believe in the United States of America. And that goes against everything that show business stands for.
Well, now,
you know?
To be fair, I was told that there was a conflict that arose.
You know what, though? No.
Yeah, that conflict is spelled T-R-U-M-P. That's the conflict.
No, we have something going on later in the day.
No. But here's the other thing, I think. And this is what people don't seem to understand. We are a radio show. Yes, you can stream us live. You can listen to the show afterwards as a podcast or whatever. But we're live from 6 to 10 in the morning. I think a lot of these people now that want to book their potential guest on shows, I think that a lot of people are just doing podcasts. So they record at any time during the day.
They can
fit within your schedule. And don't understand that we have a four-hour window in which we can fit you in. If you can't make that four-hour window, and again, it's early. I understand that. That sometimes, you know what? No, we can't, you know. So I think that's part of it. I think they think that, you know, you would have been available at 4 in the afternoon.
Fairness, I also didn't have a lot of lead time on that. I only found out about this yesterday, and we would have had to have done it today.
But, I mean,
if I had a few days to work with,
but I guess
we could have arranged a pre-tape.
Right.
All right, but don't mention names. But was it like Elvis? I mean, big star?
Hold on a second. If it was Elvis and he's dead and he was coming out of the ground, then we'd take – it doesn't matter. We'd stop programming.
But, I mean, what was the caliber of the person in the entertainment industry?
B-list at best. Probably more.
No. It just should be grateful that we give him the airtime. I mean,
wait a second. You're not saying that this person is an A-list person, are you?
No. But I mean, it could be like me, the D-list person. I mean, it's like, waitlist. I'm the waitlist person.
This isn't Jackie Vernon we're talking about here.
Jackie.
You imagine if we would have turned down. No, but could you imagine if we had turned down like Tom Cruise? Oh no! I'm sorry, it doesn't fit. What?
Yeah.
No, you moved heaven and earth.
People, I'm telling you, I have friends, and they don't want to come on because they're afraid of the politics, the political ramifications.
Do they think
they're
going to hypnotize them? Do they think we're going to sit there and just
afraid of each other?
Afraid
of each other.
We should get a really big celebrity.
Oh my gosh, you went on the Piscopo show.
Joe,
they don't say bad things about Trump. Oh my gosh, they speak the truth on that show.
Here's what we should.
They're afraid of each
other.
Here's
what we should do. We get a really big celebrity on, and during the interview, I will just sit there and whisper, MAGA, 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 MAGA. You know, just like a hypnotist. Huh? It was doing it backwards, and suddenly I mean, really? Come on.
Put the amazing Kreskin on with them. And
It's scary. People are afraid. They're afraid. And then you know what? Because it's like when you hear somebody say something and you look and say, how can that person say that? They're just like broadcasting and virtue signaling is the term to each other. And what kills me, they've got no guts. They've got no heart. They're just doing it just to make everybody else think like they believe they think it. Ah. It's awful. For me to be a Democrat back then, and that was fine, but still, I go on the radio and you layer it back. I met Ronald Reagan, my whole outlook changed, and it was like, then do you speak the truth or do you just play that game? Do you speak the truth or do you just play that game? Do you stay mean and rather than, like here, Jonathan Honig, perfect example. He knows money and finance better than anybody, except, and me certainly, but I don't agree. I think we should make things in America. I don't mind unionizing, the characters, you know? So, but you can have a conversation. You can go back and forth. It's like, and that's what we're about, but they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They're afraid. What do you got? What is that? Who's that now? Is that
sorry, that was my fault.
So now I got to check. We're going to take a break, but I want to make sure I got the Animal Giorgio Mule. I got that. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Debbie, you know what that is? I had no idea.
No.
And the president is Massimiliano Federiga. These are, I'm getting my Italian down. Now,
good.
Friuli Venezia Giulia is a region of Italy, and it's the 2024 region that we are highlighting at the National Italian American Foundation this year. I'm telling you, we got to make a trip there. It is gorgeous. Yeah. I had no idea. It's above Venice. It's above Venice. It's in Venezia, in Veneto, but it is mountains and oceans, and we got to. That's that. I who know? Who knew? Get Paolo on the phone.
Get Paolo, let's go, and Marco. Marco and Paolo. Let's call them up right away.
I'm ready.
Another trip.
I'm ready. I know where I want to go. Hey, Debbie's out there, and General Keith Kellogg is going to join us. And Debbie's looking out for you on the roads, and there's always traffic. And that's all I got to say. How we doing, Debbie?
Well, of course, you'll see delays as well because the President Trump trial again is going on again this morning. So watch for frozen zones this morning. Also, the FDR Drive really busy right now, Joe, as you head southbound into the 70s. Two lanes blocked with an accident. Northbound FDR Drive, bumper to bumper through the 60s with another accident. So the FDR Drive is really tough right now. Let's see what's happening on the Southern State Parkway westbound, slowing down, getting right out toward the Meadowbrook. We're seeing a lot of traffic on the LIE west out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Eastbound LIE slowing down through the Clearview. The Whitestone Bridge, heavy traffic into Queens. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, almost an hour to the upper level. Lincoln 40 minutes in. Holland still about 30 minutes into town. 21 north at Chester Avenue. Newark, it's a collision being cleared. Rain today, high of 49. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo here. If you need a Cadillac, you got to see my good friend Bill Camastro at Gold Coast Cadillac, awarded Cadillac Dealer of the Year 27 times. Bill's team is the gold standard of customer service from start to finish. It's first class all the way. Speaking of service, are you part of the Gold Club yet? Bill takes care of you, your family, your friends with the Gold Coast Cadillac Gold Club. Sign up online at goldcoastcadillac.com for service benefits that you can share with friends and family, even if they didn't buy from Gold Coast. Gold Coast is getting even bigger and better with its brand new service facility expected to be completed by early 2024. Gold Coast Cadillac in Oakhurst, New Jersey. Bill took care of me, and he's going to take care of you, too. Shop goldcoastcadillac.com or call Bill directly at 845-568-7336. Shop goldcoastcadillac.com or call Bill directly at 845-568-7336.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and my friend and colleague Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. An incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July weekend. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska over pristine water, all while celebrating America's past and future. June 29th to July 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Well, the real estate market is nuts, as you know. And I used to be able to play it and know what I'm doing. I can't even tell you what's happening. Dottie Herman knows. Dottie's the vice chair of Douglas Elliman. And when she heard, you know, I was on the radio station here. And when we said, Dottie, you should come on AM970 and you should talk about a show. You have a show because you know so much about real estate. You're the foremost expert in everything real estate. And she said, Piscopo's on in the morning. Yeah, and let me go take a look at this. And you know, we always credit our boss, Jerry Crowley, for bringing Dottie over to the radio station. But now we have for you a show called Eye on Real Estate. It's Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock Eastern on AM970, The Answer. And it's with Dottie Herman. and Lucas Ferrara, attorney, and everything you need to know about real estate, whether you want to buy, sell, rent, you don't know, interest rates, where do you get the right loan, you know, and then Dottie will tell you exactly on what the market is like on any given day, because right now it's so volatile, it changes day by day. So, and if you want to become an agent, a real estate agent, a lot of folks do. You listen to Dottie Herman, Eye on Real Estate. So it's Saturday mornings. It's 10 o'clock Eastern, AM 970, The Answer. Again, around the country, you could listen to Dottie on Eye on Real Estate. We're streaming on AM970TheAnswer.com. But check it out. So before you go out on a Saturday morning, here's your source for all everything real estate that you need to know from Dottie Herman. Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock Eastern on AM 970, The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. General Keith Kellogg is a former executive secretary and chief of staff of the United States National Security Council in the Donald Trump administration, author of War by Other Means. General Kellogg, always great to have you with us, and a good morning to you, sir.
Joe, good morning. Happy Thursday to you.
Well, it is. It's General Kellogg, to you as well. So how does Israel respond after this? I mean, and now, you know, I'm Italian, General Kellogg. I know we wait. You know, revenge is a dish best served cold. I shouldn't say, I'm going to tick off all my Italian friends. But honestly, that's what Netanyahu's waiting for, right? He's waiting for a least expected moment to strike back at Iran after those attacks, yes?
Yeah, Joe, I think what they're doing, because the attack, which was a very significant attack, it was what I call a complex attack by Iran on Israel. What I mean by complex, they use drones, they use cruise missiles, then use medium-range ballistic missiles, you know, all kind of integrated together. And then the Israelis were able to respond quite well with not only air support from us and the Saudis and the Jordanians, but also used their really very good integrated air defense system, which consists of what's called the Arrow system, which is against medium-range ballistic missiles, David Sling, which is against cruise missiles, and the Iron Dome, which is against the drones as well, and nothing really got through. Because of that, Joe, I think their response is going to be a little bit different. If those missiles or drones had gotten through in a significant number, the dynamic would be totally different in the Middle East. You know, for example, you know, the drones carry about a 100-pound warhead, okay? You know, that'll take out a, you know, a pretty good size office, but some of those medium range ballistic missiles carried warheads of up to 4,000 pounds. That'll take down buildings. And if they had catastrophic damage gone through, then the whole equation on where they would have had to attack would have been different. Example, some of the attacks took place at a place called Nevatim Air Base, and that is right next to Dimona. Where Dimona is that's the Israeli nuclear site. Can you imagine if they'd hit Dimona? Then that would have forced the Israelis into a totally different posture. But because the attack failed, and it failed significantly, I think the Israelis now have an option to do what they want to do, go light, go medium, go heavy, and I think they're going to go relatively light. And what I mean by light is the Iranians said, okay, we shot our missiles, we're done. They don't seem to realize it's done when the Israelis say it's done, not when they say it's done. And I think they can sit back and take their time now, because they absorbed a very significant attack and decided where they wanted to go. If it had been extreme, they probably would have had to go down and attack like Fordo, which is the nuclear site of Iran, on a significant basis. Now they can kind of pick and choose what they want to do and where they want to go. And I think they're being very, very deliberate about it. But they're going to respond, Joe. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to respond.
So you know what's interesting is those missiles. This is again a layman speaking, General Kellogg. You know, but I saw the pictures that the Israelis were putting out. Those were huge. Those were huge. But those were the ballistic missiles I saw. They looked 30 feet long, and I don't even. That was without a warhead. I mean, they are gigantic in that regard, aren't they? Those missiles I'm talking about.
Sure, you know, when you look at the real damage that could be caused, that's by the medium-range ballistic missile fleet. They've got the largest missile fleet in the Middle East. And they've got 9 different medium-range ballistic missiles that can actually get to Israel. And you can load those up with various sized warheads. Like I said earlier, some of them can be 4,000-pound warheads. Tremendous damage. So when people say, oh, no harm, no foul, no, this was very significant. They wanted to create damage. You don't shoot that many missiles and cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones, unless you really want to do significant damage to your opponent. And it's also, Joe, remember, this was the largest comprehensive a missile slash drone attack in the history of warfare. No one in one day. Nobody's ever been hit with that many missiles at the same time. So they absorbed it quite well. So they're going to respond, and they've got pretty good options. But there's no doubt in my mind they're going to, Netanyahu's going to do something. They're just trying to figure out how to do it. And I think they're going to be very wise about it. You know, Joe, remember when we reacted to, after we killed Soleimani, the Iranians reacted to us and they fired missiles into Al-Assad Air Base. And we knew they were coming, but we also told the Iranians, you know, if you do this, we're coming after the Supreme Leader Khamenei. But I was fascinated sitting in the situation with the president when that happened, because we were watching in real time, because we had overhead what's called persistent surveillance. We could actually watch the missiles coming in. And at the end of it, we all kind of sat there and said, oh, where's this going to go? And he just sat there for about 5 minutes, you know, a little bit longer than that, had his arms across his chest. And I remember we were just sitting across from Robert O'Brien thinking, what's he going to say? And he got up and said, we're done. Walk out. Because he knew we had made our point. Now, yeah. I don't think Netanyahu can do that. But I think he can take what he can do, something of a lesser issue than unleash full fury against the Iranians. He's made the point. And then he goes back to doing the business of going against Hamas, going into Rafah, which they're going to have to do. Because that's still on the plate. You know, people forget that, yeah. That their battle is still going on, and they haven't got a ceasefire with Hamas. They're probably going to go into Rafah, not as Joe Biden said. Don't go into Haifa. Remind Joe Biden, Haifa is in northern Israel. It's an Israeli city. Haifa, Rafah, whatever it's called. I think you're going to have to do that, Joe.
Yeah, you know.
Go back to doing business.
It's so scary. And Hezbollah now, I understand, you know, some Israelis were injured, and we're going to stay on track with that. General Keith Kellogg taking the time with us. You know, General, look, you spent time in Vietnam earning the Silver Star, Bronze Star, and I love that you were selected as commander of Special Operations Command in Europe. God bless you for your service to this country. But I did not know this, and I'm just being enlightened now, sir. You were in the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001.
Yeah, Joe. I was sitting in my office when we were watching TV. We were in a staff meeting when we saw the towers hit. We immediately went to the National Command Center, because in the National Military Command Center, it's run jointly by the J6 and the J3, and I was the J6 at the time. And we went in there, and it was interesting because that day, General Shelton, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was halfway across the Atlantic. We had people all scattered everywhere. So I sat between that time Rumsfeld and General Dick Myers, who was the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I'll never forget, Joe, when the towers came down, I just thought to myself, watching it with them both, I said, man, the world has just changed. And was, you know, here's one of the interesting things, and it's been written about, is at the time we weren't too sure who caused it. We had some indications. But the Russians had a major nuclear exercise going on. I mean, this was a big one. And all of a sudden, because of overhead persistent surveillance, which we have, we noticed that the Russians were landing their bombers, and they were, you know, standing down, sending us a very clear signal. We don't know who it was, but it wasn't us. And I looked to Rumsfeld, and I said, so you ought to pick up the hotline, because the hotline is actually in the Pentagon. There's an extension to it in the White House, but it's really there in the Pentagon. That's where your Russian speakers and everybody else are. And he picked up the phone, and he called the Kremlin, and he said, hey, this is what's going on. And they said, we don't know what's going on, but it ain't us. And it was just fascinating being in there.
Wow.
And, this is one of those where kind of the inside baseball story is. I remember inside the National Military Command Center, there's no bathrooms. So I had to go outside to the bathroom, you know, one time because we were sitting in there. And I remember walking into the hallway, and the hallways were white from smoke, and you could smell it. And I thought to myself, no, I'm not going to the bathroom. There's places I want to die, and one of them's not in the bathroom. You know?
Oh, man. It's so true. Hey, wait.
We can make this.
Did you of course felt the plane go into the Pentagon? I mean, were you at that meeting? You were at that meeting trying to figure out what to do, and then all of a sudden you just heard this horrific explosion.
Not really. What happened? We were on the other side. We were on the E-ring side, and the other side where my officers were, where the chairman is, and we were sitting there. And all of a sudden, my exec came in, and he said. The first thing he said is, shows of an explosion outside in the helipad, okay? Then he came back in and said a small airplane hit the Pentagon, okay? Then he said, sir, a major airliner hit the Pentagon. He said, okay, stand up the National Military Command Center. Here we go. And because the Pentagon is built so well, the actually happened almost directly on the other side of us. But the fact is the Pentagon caught on fire. And I was designated right during the early afternoon to go to another alternate command site because what we were afraid of losing nuclear connectivity. People forget the reason why George Bush did not come back right away to the Pentagon is one, we weren't sure what was going on, to the White House. But yeah. The other thing, we did something that was really kind of foolish that day. We made up for it later when we fixed up Air Force One comms. But we always accompanied the president with what's called the NAOC, the National Airborne Operations Center, which is a 7-foot, looks just like Air Force One, but it's got all the guts from national command and control. And when something happened back in those days, the president was supposed to transfer to that aircraft, and because then he had nuclear connectivity and everywhere else. At that time, that was the one day we didn't send it with him. And the Air Force One at that time did not have nuclear connectivity.
Wow.
So he could do command and control.
Wow.
So because of that, we sent him to Offutt Air Force in Nebraska. Yeah. And he was, of course, mad at the world. But yeah. we explained to him, I didn't, the chairman did.
Yeah.
And he explained to him that the reason you're going there is we cannot lose nuclear command and control. The only guy who can launch nuclear weapons is you, dude. And you've got to go to a place where you can do it. We can't do it in the Pentagon because we're on fire. And we don't have the NAOC with you. Okay, well, that was one of those, okay, that'll never happen again. Yeah. But we also upgraded Air Force One, so they've got an ability to transmit what they call emergency action orders.
Yeah.
But it was a fascinating to be there that whole day, and it was just sitting there watching. I would tell people later, the American people would have been so proud to watch how calm, collected, everybody's making hard decisions. Remember, these were decisions when I remember the Vice President of the United States, I'll never forget it, because he was there in the White House, when he said over the phone, okay, Pentagon, you're weapons free off over Washington, D.C. And in most, 99% of Americans would know what is weapons free. When you say in the military you are weapons free, that means you can shoot down anything flying. He just gave us permission to shoot down anything to include commercial airlines.
Wow.
And I remember sitting there going, oh, geez, here we go.
Yeah.
And we actually had aircraft up above us soon after that, but they were unarmed initially. And this is a story that was actually written about. The two, and they were Air National Guard pilots that lifted off out of Andrews, or didn't have guns up, or they didn't have missiles on. They were going to ram an airliner if it was heading towards the White House or the thing. And they said that. Both pilots talked about that what they were going to have to do just to prevent the White House or the Capitol or even the Pentagon from being hit again. It was a fascinating story. The story has not truly been written comprehensively. Yeah. Fascinating day, Joe.
Yeah, and remembering lives lost as we celebrate that. That's what the Tunnel to Towers is all about. We in New York, Shanksville, but down in the Pentagon, what a fascinating story, General Kellogg. And the pilots were going to sacrifice their lives and do what they had to do to stop any other aircraft from coming in. But, you know, General Kellogg, thanks. People forget, man, that we don't forget, and we will never forget. And we thank you for your service and enlightening us with that story. Please come back soon, but oof, you're right. Calm, cool, and collected at that time, and remembering lives lost on September 11, 2001. Thank you, General Kellogg. God bless, Godspeed. Please come back when you can, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
Oof, I can't even imagine. And we thank General Kellogg for his service, and we remember that day like it was yesterday. 8:38, Dov Hykens going to join us momentarily. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York officials dealing with a cyber attack in Albany as New York state lawmakers and Governor Hochul try and finalize the overdue state budget. During a radio appearance yesterday, Hochul says they're now using a system from 1994 because of the cyber attack. She says it will not delay the finalization of the budget. The Legislative Bill Drafting Commission, which is responsible for publishing the bills, was attacked on Tuesday, and it's unclear if any data was compromised. In sports, Mets earned their first sweep of the season. They blew out the Pirates 9-1 in their finale at Citi Field. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays with a 6-4 win, and the Islanders closed out the regular season with a 5-4 win over the Penguins. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Traffic is moving solely on the FDR Drive south in the 70s with an accident in the right lane. Northbound FDR Drive bumper to bumper through the 60s. It's a collision being cleared. Lots of volume on the Cross Bronx West, the entire length, Bruckner to the outbound George Washington Bridge with construction at the outbound GWB. Inbound George about 40, Lincoln 30, Holland 35. Watch for slowdowns as you take a ride to the Deegan southbound bumper to bumper right down through the Cross Bronx. Whitestone Bridge, heavy traffic into Queens. LIE eastbound slowing down through the Clearview. The Cross Island southbound, that's busy right down toward the LIE. Traffic is still moving solely on Sunrise Highway West at 5th Avenue to Bay Shore. It's a collision being cleared. Jericho Turnpike right past Dix Hills Road into Huntington. Watch out for an accident with a down pole. Rain today, high of 49. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Dove Hikens coming up. I want to tell you about Relief Factor again. I'll tell you about Keith. You know, 51. That's young, kid. Let me tell you something. Gave Relief Factor a try because he was feeling like his body was wearing out. And now he has a little or no pain in my knees and highly reduced neck pain, quote unquote. Feeling so much better, he pursued a second degree black belt. And then I tell you about Leah on her couch in tears. She was in so much pain. Heard about Relief Factor, and Leah just went and she tried Relief Factor, and I'm telling you, in a very, very short time, she got out of pain as well. And then with me as well, I didn't know. I said, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? We love Relief Factor. I've heard about Relief Factor. I got to talk to the folks at Relief Factor, and you know what? In 5 days, I was out of pain, just out of pain. So we want you to be ready for spring. We want you to be ready for the summertime, and 3 weeks is a good amount of time to see if we can get you out of pain. You'll probably get out of pain quicker than that, but if you don't, you have a feel better or your money back guarantee. And what is that money back? $19.95. That's all it'll cost you to get that 3 week quick start kit from Relief Factor. 100% drug free. 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF are everything you need to know about this 100% drug free product that is getting so many people out of pain. We want you out of pain. So just please go to, and you'll love the site. Great website, newly designed, and we think it'll get you out of pain if you go to relieffactor.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Diamondback Ready Mix. Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Any chance to go on a cruise with Mike Gallagher and Dr. Gorka, you got to jump on that. That's going to be spectacular. Just about sold out. I think they only have a couple cabins left. Let me tell you about Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, residential, general contractors throughout New York City and New Jersey. The Diamondback Ready Mix, quality is our strength. Service will guide each customer from the initial order through the final pouring, fully insured in New York and New Jersey, and will produce your concrete with the perfect blend of durability with strength and appearance for your project. So you call Harry. Harry Lynch is standing by, 718-650-5649, 718-650-5649. You get a free estimate. And Harry, you got to talk to Harry. I did, because I wasn't sure. Concrete? What do you? Now tell me about what you could do with concrete. You'd be amazed. You could tint it. You could stamp it. So many things you could do for your project, you know, your home project. Harry is standing by, 718-650-5649. Or go online. You might want to go online to Diamondback Ready Mix. That's REDIMIX.com. Diamondback Ready Mix is a DeFazio company.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Former Assemblyman Dov Hyken is a friend of the program and son of Holocaust survivors, and he is fierce, and he just fights for his heritage, and it, which is so much needed today. Dov, welcome back to the show. What in the name of gracious is going on now at Columbia University? Columbia, Dov, it's Columbia University. And the anti-Semitic, I'm tired of people saying pro-Palestinian. It's not pro-Palestinian. It's pro-Hamas riots now. These protests are, how's it happen in New York City? Dov, help us out, man.
Yeah, well, listen, it's happening everywhere all the time now. And, you know, I agree with you, Joe. You know, students want to support a Palestinian cause. That's not an issue for you or for me. You have a right to have a different point of view. Than I have. That's okay. But when you support terrorism, when you support Hamas, you support Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, when students at Columbia University, Jewish students and other students who are supporters of the Jewish state, feel intimidated, are fearful. I mean, the idea of going to Columbia University should be like a high in terms of students. You know, being at Columbia, my God, that is one of the it's supposed to be one of the great universities in the world.
Yeah.
And to be afraid to go to class, to be afraid to go to a class where your professor hates Israel, hates the Jewish people, makes remarks that cross every single line imaginable, that's the issue. I mean, one of these individuals, this guy Joseph Mossad, listen to this. After October 7th, after what happened to 1,200 people, okay, most of them civilians, men, women, and children. You know, we've talked about this. Horrors, brutality, barbarism committed against innocent children, babies, okay?
Yeah.
Women raped and violated in the most horrible, horrible way imaginable. You know, human beings cannot behave in such a fashion. They're not human beings, okay? And to have a professor at the university who's still teaching there, Joseph Mossad.
Yes, right.
Actually talk about applauding what happened on October 7th. You know, basically saying this was a great moment, a great victory, to rape women, to murder children, to burn them alive. As I personally, when I was in Kfar Aza, in places in the South, days after October 7th, the horrors that were committed, everyone knows about this. And these professors are still there, still spreading their hate. That's the issue. It's not freedom of speech. It's not about, you know, your right to have your point of view. It's about, you know, one question that I would ask Joe. If there was a professor right now at Columbia University who is a member of the Ku Klux Klan,
who's
a member of the KKK, that's what they believe. That's their philosophy, etc. Would that person still be teaching at Columbia University?
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. And then, you know, it was really sad that Columbia president, the hearing yesterday, what's the solution? They used the word solution. Now, what do you think about, Dov Hyken, as son of Holocaust survivors? What's the solution? It's the final solution. I thought that was insensitive that they even used that word. Well, the solution is education. They're using solution when they're talking about a current day Holocaust, which, as we all know, the Third Reich called it the final solution. Inexcusable. Hey, Dov, you know where I got to go here is, where I want to direct our conversation to. The gal in the back of that truck, the Hamas truck, I believe picture won an award. I believe it won an award.
Right,
how, how is there only 23% of I don't know if it was Muslims, I don't know if it was Islamic extremists. They did a poll and only 24% or so believed that Hamas did what they did, that you went and you witnessed the after effect of it in Israel yourself, Dov Hyken. Yes, please.
I don't know what to say. I'm not familiar with that poll. I know that most polls, and a most recent one that just came out, Harvard University poll within the past week, showed incredible support for Israel. But, you know, the people who are making the noise all over the country, the ones that are closing down airports in New York and New Jersey and California and on and on and on, the ones that are disrupting lives for fellow Americans, those are the ones who get the attention. And by the way, the answer is, Joe, is taking action, being tough, getting rid of people. Look, you know, the headline in the New York Post, as I look at it at this moment,
yeah,
Google fires 28 employees involved in sit-in protests,
yep,
over Israeli contract. That's doing something.
That's right.
Doing something. It's not about your right to protest. You want to go protest outside of the building all day, all night? Go do it. All week, all month, yeah, all year, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you go into the building and you disrupt everyone's lives,
that's right,
you create fear and panic. So look what Google just did. They fired,
yeah,
28, yeah, people. Yeah. God, yeah, bless them.
That's true.
The message.
It's true, as opposed to leaving the Golden Gate Bridge held up for 5 hours in San Francisco. I don't know what that was about.
By the way, not in Florida.
Yeah.
Joe, they try to pull that stick in Florida. They try to close down.
Yeah.
And guess what? You've got, yeah, a governor in Florida who,
yep,
said, hey, you have no right to
disrupt, right,
other people's lives. And guess what? Within minutes,
yep,
was cool,
yep,
and fine and so on and,
yep,
so forth. But not in Democratic cities like New York.
Yep, and it's so true. And
California. Forget it. Disrupt. It's okay.
Yeah, and I look at these pictures and I go, and it just sickens me that, and I don't know if it was Hamas or if it was Palestinians that are just cheering this dead young body on the back of a truck, and people have the gall to go out and protest. Dove, keep the fight. You got the airwaves anytime, man. We love you. We appreciate
that. So much appreciate it. I just want to say one last thing.
Yes,
if you,
sir,
look at a lot of the videos that are coming out from October 7th, more and more is coming out. They've got tons of it.
Yeah.
And you see not only members of Hamas involved in the brutality,
yep,
you see many of the civilians of, yep, Gaza doing the exact same thing, brutalizing innocent men, women, and children.
That's right there. Thank you, Duff. God bless. Godspeed, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Duff Hyken.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, sir. 851, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. It's really tough on the FDR Drive south in the 70s with an accident. Northbound FDR Drive in the 60s, it's another accident. LIE westbound bumper to bumper through Casino Boulevard. Eastbound LIE, heavy traffic through the Clearview Whitestone Bridge. Heavy traffic into Queens. We're still seeing delays over on the Goat Trail getting down toward the area of Camp Smith Drive with some ongoing construction. And getting reports of an accident on the island, LIE west at Motor Parkway. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I'm betting that when you woke up this morning, you didn't have any worries when you went to your cereal cabinet and got the Cheerios out with the milk for the kids before they got off to school. And I'm a wagering man, but I bet that they had a nice, comfortable breakfast before they were sent off for the day. Sadly, that's not the case for a lot of children around the world. Here's Anitra Parmali from Food for the Poor to explain a little more how.
And I love that Mariah said, I give out of gratitude, not out of guilt. God has lavished you and your family with gifts, and we celebrate that. But we invite you to share that resource that he's given you. We're talking about mothers who woke up this morning begging God for a single meal for their children. We're talking about 17 of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Mothers like those that Kevin and I have met, that when they hear their children are going to eat for a year, fall to their knees, throwing up their hands in gratitude and joy because suddenly the boulder of terror has rolled off their hearts and their minds. Suddenly they can pray something other than, God, please don't let my child pass away.
Imagine having to even think that prayer, much less pray it. And yet that is the reality of families in Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, throughout Latin and South America, Central America. It is incredibly important that we help these 325 children that are on this list. Here's how we help. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673. Or you can go to am970theanswer.com, click the button at the top of the page, and give a gift. Be as generous as you can. Or just call that number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. A fascinating conversation with General Keith Kellogg this morning about September 11th. We never forget. We never forget heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Mayo served our nation for 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. He left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. So Tunnel to Towers helps catastrophically injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to aid so many heroes and so many families, providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness in this day and age. Inexcusable. Tunnel to Towers steps up to get rid of homelessness for folks that serve this country so valiantly. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to the programs I just mentioned. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org. Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. FazTech specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. Joe on the radio, Joe C. waiting for your phone call, and Jeff Nordine at the weather answer desk. How we doing, Jeff? How we doing weather-wise?
Can I take some phone calls for the weather?
Sure. That's a good idea, actually. Have a Jeff Nordine moment, phone calls about the weather. People are so fascinated by weather nowadays. Another weather channel, you know, and then, but in the meantime, I'm waiting for it because here it is, April 18th. It to warm up a little bit, not so much, you're saying,
not
next
so
couple
much.
Days.
It's going to be cool, actually. We're going to be on a warm-up, though, at some point coming up Saturday, but today and tomorrow, not really. So we're at 50 today, and that's going to be under some rain and drizzle. We're going to feel like it's in the low 40s because of the breeze. And then as we head into tonight, cloudy and damp at 44, cloudy again, and some showers around late in the day tomorrow, 56. The nicest day of the weekend is going to be on Saturday. It'll be breezy with some sunshine poking through, 67, and then sun and clouds on Sunday. Still an okay day. We'll be at 60 degrees.
All right, sounds good. Well done, Jeff. We appreciate that very, very much. We will get there. Springtime will be a coming, and the breeze we can put up with. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Why is that in my head every time I think about it? It's a film from 1950-something. What was the film? Joe Sibilia will figure that out later. We get a chance. That's a trivia question. Maurice Chevalier, what was his film? I think I know what it was. With Frank Sinatra, actually. Hey, it's coming up to 9 o'clock. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, he is the James Bond of all of media, and he will join us. A lot to get into with Dr. Gorka and Professor Dershowitz as well. Harvard Law Professor, host of The Dershowitz Show. War Against the Jews is the name of the book from Alan Dershowitz. We're going to see what happened with Mayorkas yesterday and also the Donald Trump trial, this fiasco that is going on in the city of New York, just disgracing the city, and it just won't stop. And hopefully, you know, we'll all get out of it sooner than later, and I believe that we will. It's Joe Piscopo with Al and Joe and Debbie. This is AM 970, The Answer. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Yesterday was officially Giovanni di Verrazzano's Day in New York City. It's been 500 years since the Italian explorer discovered New York Bay in 1524. His trip and his maps paved the way for more explorers and Europeans to settle in New York and America. To commemorate the significant impact of Verrazzano's discovery of New York Bay, back on March 9, 1960, Governor Nelson Rockefeller signed legislation naming the bridge connecting Staten Island and Brooklyn the Verrazzano Narrows Bridge. Wednesday, there was an anniversary commemoration in Battery Park where a statue honors Verrazano ever since 1909. Red Lobster may be considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy, a Bloomberg report says the seafood chain considering filing to restructure its debt, renegotiate leases, and shed some long-term contracts. Inside sources say a final decision on restructuring hasn't been made yet. Red Lobster has hundreds of locations across the U.S. and Canada. The company has not commented on the report. Anger and action in a North Jersey town after a new law limits what flags can be flown outside Town Hall. As of the new law passed Monday in Booton, only the U.S. flag can be flown outside Booton Town Hall and the POWMIA flag, plus the New Jersey flag, the town flag, and the one from Morris County. Also, flags representing any of the military branches can be flown outside Booton Town Hall, but that's it. This after a group asked twice to fly the Rainbow Pride flag in June. People now coloring a pride flag in charge.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.